Welcome to Deception in the Last Days with your host, Randy Shelton. Randy is a member of the Biblical Discernment and Research Center. He has been studying cults and new religious movements for over 30 years. Join Randy as he discerns the deception going on now in the last days.
I have started a new series, and this will involve two of my favorite and relevant topics concerning the coming one world religion, the coming one world government. Ecumenism and interfaith movements, of course, are a big part of the one world religion that's coming. And then in the world, one world government, many people, you know, all different types of groups are banding together to try to bring about and solve the world's problems through a one world government. We all know where this is going if we know the Bible and we know a little bit about the book of Revelation. We know that the beast or the Antichrist, he has several titles, will come, and the false prophet as well. And they will deceive the world. They will use Mystery Babylon, the great harlot, combining the world's false religions, and will use them for their goals. And they will consolidate the world into a one-world government with a one-world economy and all the other terrible things that are coming that will look good to the people at that time. But before we jump right in here with the content for tonight, I'd like to follow up with my request for prayer. I had mentioned that I appreciate your prayers because of the nature of my ministry, and I think most of you who are listening in can appreciate that. If you're interested in this type of content, my program and the other programming on Rapture Ready Radio, you know that we're on the front lines, we're on the cutting edge, really, in this battle. We know there's others, all of us are called to this warfare. We're all called to serve Christ and to get out the gospel and defend the faith. But those of us who are laboring in this area of discernment, exposing false religions, and defending the faith, etc., apostasy, all of these different things that we're dealing with, well, the enemy doesn't take kindly to that. And though he's a defeated foe, he still tries to gum us to death. You know, his teeth have basically been removed by God, I would say. You might put it that way. But he still tries to harm us. He still tries to attack us. And it's a serious spiritual warfare that we're in. And I would covet all of the prayer that I can get from you all. At some future point, I hope to work out the bugs in one of my computers, and we'll be able to perhaps make some sound bites added to my programming in the future. But that's a little bit down the road, it looks like, at this point in time. I'm thankful for this new computer the Lord has provided for me to make these podcasts tonight. And just for a quick review, as I mentioned, looking at two of my favorite topics, and all of what's taking place in this new series that I'm doing, which, you know, really, I never took the time to make a title for this series, I guess, so maybe just something real basic like the One World Religion and the One World Government. Real creative, huh? But anyway, this is really the inspiration for me doing this, and I speak on these topics often as part of the general ministry that I do. Is because I do believe we're living in the last of the last days, and I do believe we're seeing so much of the Bible being fulfilled, Bible prophecy, and this is why this is such an area of interest to me, and why I talk about these things on many occasions. But this specifically, the particular group that I spoke of last week, that I'll be talking more about tonight, came to my attention by a couple of good friends on Facebook. Simultaneously, I got one Facebook message one day and another one the next day concerning the same event. And this event is the Parliament of World Religions. It was actually a couple of months ago. It took place in Toronto, Canada. And it is a, we'll tell you more about it. You know, it's an interfaith ecumenical movement to try to bring together the world's religions. At least all the false ones. There are, of course, fake Christians there. There are the progressives and, you know, liberals of all different stripes that would have been there that hate biblical reality and biblical truth, and who conform to all of these other false religions. But obviously, true Christians would not be welcome there to share their viewpoints. I shouldn't say that, of course. I didn't attend. But on the whole, let's just put it this way. Biblical Christianity is not looked upon as being an inclusive religion as all of these are, because we believe in the exclusive claims of Christ to be the only way to God, John 14:6. And as a result of the fact that Jesus was God, and he was God the Son who paid the price for us, then I guess he gets to say how it's done, how we come to God, and how we avoid hell, and how we enter into heaven. Those who exalt Jesus in the false religions and try to say they think highly of him and then totally disregard his truth claims, his exclusive truth claims, well, you know, basically they're showing the nature of the fact that they've been deceived and are either A, you know, lying intentionally, or the blind leading the blind. Either way, these folks' agenda, of course, is not the same as those of us who know God, the true God, through Jesus Christ. And it is not my desire or, you know, intent to try to be contentious with people who are lost and who are blind. But I, of course, am angered by the lies that come from these false religions, because where do they come from? Where they originate with the devil. Genesis chapter 3, the serpent and his deception of Eve and Adam, that was passed on to all of mankind. We see the roots of all false religions there. And when Abel and Cain, the two brothers, Cain killed Abel because Abel did it God's way, and Cain wanted to do it his way, you know? And this is not Burger King Christianity here, you know? This is not Burger King religion. It is for most of the world, you know, have it your way, do it your way. But that's not God's way. And Cain, of course, made the first religious act when he killed Abel, you know, for speaking the truth in love and doing it God's way. But anyway, I digress. And this is what you have here. You have a gathering of a lot of followers of Cain, basically, people who are involved in works religion rather than the grace of God through his sacrifice of his only son, Jesus. So I want to get back to... I was looking at some of the articles from the website of the Parliament of World Religions and this recent meeting in Toronto, Canada. Now, the next article I had lined up to read for you was one entitled Sacred Spaces, Excursions Around Toronto. It says, the Sacred Spaces Task Force at the Parliament of the World's Religions, in keeping with the theme of the Parliament, is hosting excursions to several different places of worship in the city of Toronto. It says the participants, they'll have an opportunity to observe a service, ritual, or presentation and meet with representatives of the congregation to learn more about their faith tradition. The first walking tour, for instance, you know, or as I put it, the first step on the emerging Harlot of Babylon excursion was a stop at St. Michael's Cathedral Basilica, the Roman Catholic Church. The second was at the Metropolitan United Church. Now, I didn't do the research to find out, okay, who is the Metropolitan United Church? So I don't know if this is the same Metropolitan churches that are the homosexual denomination that's here in the States. I think that's what their church is called, the Metropolitan United Church. But I don't know that for sure. So I don't know. I won't say definitively that I know that that's a homosexual-based church. I will say that it's clearly a liberal church, otherwise it would not be involved in this whole endeavor. The walking tour number two, Sacred Space, was to the Church of the Holy Trinity, the Anglican Church, and as you may know, most of the Anglican Church is very liberal, and then to the St. Andrew's Church, the Presbyterian Church. And of course there are some conservative Presbyterians, as there are some conservative Anglicans, but many of the Anglicans and Presbyterians are going, you know, the way of the Mystery Babylon Great Harlot, you know, the rejection of the cardinal truths of doctrine of the scriptures for insert what you like, you know, copy and paste whatever doctrine or belief or wind of doctrine or satanic deception, whatever, you know. You know what I'm trying to say, I think, folks. Timothy talks about in the last days, seducing spirits and doctrines of demons will abound. And so this is this tour. This was the first two walking tours. Now, then they had the bus tour number one, which I entitled the Magical Mystery Tour, intensifies on the bus. You know, I referred to the first one as the first step on the emerging harlot of Babylon excursion, and now I'm calling this one, for what it's worth, the Magical Mystery Tour intensifies on the bus. They've gone from walking to hopping on the bus so they can get around quicker and get to more of these sacred sites, so-called. The next sacred space is at the Jain Society of Toronto. This is Jainism, which is a, you know, world religion, false religion. The Beth Tzedek Congregation, conservative synagogue. This sounds like, of course, a synagogue. It's a Jewish, no doubt liberal, certainly not part of biblical Christianity, unfortunately. Then the Jafari Community Center, which is the Shia Islamic Center. You know, you have the Sunni and the Shia. Well, that's the two major Islamic groups. This is the Shiites, the Shia Islamic Center. Then you have the bus tour number two, and the first sacred space is the First Unitarian Congregation of Toronto. And this is the Unitarian Universalist Congregation there in Toronto. And as I often say, the Unitarian Universalists, at least they're not shy about advertising their heresies. They've got their two major heresies right there in the title of their denomination or their church or their cult, whichever term you want to use. Besides being politically very liberal, they want you to know they're Unitarian. That is, we don't believe in the Trinity. And they want you to know they're Universalists. That is, everybody's going to make it to heaven. Everybody's going to be saved. There's no hell. We're Universalists. There's universal with, you know, without Jesus Christ, you're okay. You know, you don't need Jesus. You don't need the gospel, which, of course, is a lie. The second sacred space is the Vishnu Mandir, or the Voice of the Vedas. And that's what it's called. Then you could visit the Peace Wall, is the third sacred space, depicting personalities and symbols of major faith traditions, sending a message of harmony among all religions. And I put in my notes, the Way of Cain. All right, now the third bus tour and the sacred spaces involved are, the first is Mehabran Gwiv Dar-e-Mir. This is the Zoroastrian temple. Then the second sacred space is the Cham Shan temple. This is the Buddhist temple. And then the third sacred space is the St. Gabriel's Passionist Parish, which is a Catholic church. Now, interestingly enough, there's an asterisk at the bottom of this page on the website, and it says, consider visiting the Toronto Public Labyrinth and the Homeless Memorial. Now, why would they want you to visit this Toronto Public Labyrinth? And, gee, what's wrong with the labyrinth? I thought a lot of good Christians wanted to walk the labyrinth. If you didn't know what the labyrinth was, it's like a maze. It's a labyrinth that you supposedly attain some level of spirituality. It's like that phrase, I'm not religious, I'm spiritual, you know, or I'm not biblical, I'm spiritual, you know, I walk labyrinths, I do all kinds of things that are somehow spiritual, somehow pleasing God, walk around in a circle in a maze, you know. You say, well, you know, can't you do that? Yeah, you can do that, but of course, there are most people who are of the liberal persuasion, the emerging church type people, but even cults like Unity School of Christianity, where I visited, and many liberal churches and psychic fairs even, you know, have labyrinths. So, gee, the common denominator is liberal churches, Unity School of Christianity, which is a mind science cult, psychic fairs. You know, these are some of the places that I've known of and visited that had labyrinths. Wow, let's all share in this wonderful experience. So you might consider, when you're in Toronto, visiting their Toronto Public Labyrinth. Well, of course, why wouldn't you? If you're going to all these other sacred spaces involving false religions and false spiritual actions and practices, then yeah, you might want to consider that. Now, of course, I would say, don't go there. I'm not recommending that, of course. I'm being sarcastic. But I thought I would make that note, because the labyrinths have been very popular in the past. I assume a lot of people are still into the labyrinths. Drumming, of course, how about the, well, you know, I'm not going to take the time to go there. We'll get into the emerging churches at some future point at a greater depth, and the contemplative type practices that you find. So the next article from that website, from the Parliament of World Religions, as I'm telling you all about this group, because they keep coming back for more. You know, like I say, the last time they met was 2015, and then they just met in 2018. Before that, it was 2009. So it looks like, you know, they're becoming... I'm just sure that groups like this, and others, of course, are going to become more and more pronounced as we draw closer to the return of the Lord and of the appearance of the Antichrist at some future point in time. And of course, like I mentioned to begin with in my first podcast and now in this podcast, in this series, that I'm commenting on, this is the first of three recent events that I was going to comment on. So we're still speaking about this first event, the Parliament of World Religions. Now, the next article, as I say, this one is entitled Interfaith Opportunities. It says, today the Parliament of World Religions is pleased to celebrate the public launch, and this was today in January 17, 2019 when this article came out. It's pleased to celebrate the public launch of a new PWR-allied organization, Religica. Developed for a broad audience, Religica was created by Parliament of the World Religions trustee and board secretary, Dr. Michael D. Trice, and allies to produce original videos, podcasts, learning guides, and articles. These works arise from a commitment to illuminating how faith and spiritual traditions are a force for good throughout the world and promise to spark new and wondrous journeys for audiences across religious and interfaith movements. Parliament distributes It's About Time podcasts from allies at newwebhubreligica.org. So you might check that out, you know, if that's still up and available, and it probably is. It sounds like it's a recent thing. I obviously don't endorse it, but if you want to learn more about false religions and Mystery Babylon, the great harlot to come in the future, you might want to check it out. I'm going to comment some more about some of the speakers and topics. The Parliament of the World's Religions is proud to distribute It's About Time, a weekly podcast produced in partnership with our allies at Religica.org and Seattle University. Producers say It's About Time focuses on local voices everywhere, from neighborhood influencers to internationally recognized speakers. Across fields of interest, our aim is to speak the truth, where the integrity of real voices inspires us all. And my quote would be, I think not. I think that part about speaking the truth, I think it's great when people speak the truth. The Bible even says, speak the truth in love. But as far as these folks speaking the truth, I think not. They may think they're speaking the truth, but I think not. And Proverbs, in two of the Proverbs, actually, almost back to back, I think 14 and 16, I don't have the exact verses. There's a way that seems right unto men, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. It seems right. Seems like truth. We're speaking the truth. We're speaking the truth sort of in a devil kind of a way. I mean, the Bible says that Satan comes as an angel of light to deceive and appears to be speaking truth. Appears to be talking about God and all kinds of good things and Jesus. But I think not. I think this is not truth. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. He says, thy word is truth. And we can find truth, God's truth, in his word. The 66 books of the Bible, the Old and the New Testament, they all bear witness to the coming Messiah who has come and who will come again. And that's Jesus Christ. Now, January's content of Streaming Now features Chaplain Colonel Khalid Shabazz, a colonel, division leader, and Muslim chaplain in the United States Army. That's what we need. Excuse my sarcasm. Gee, Muslim soldiers in our army. What could possibly go wrong? Now, that's one of my sarcastic comments. And, you know, and it brings to mind, you know, under Barack Obama's presidency, we had a Muslim soldier, psychologist, I believe it was, if you may recall, who attacked our troops and I believe killed several. I know many were injured, at least. I think many were killed. And of course, Barack Obama, you know, was quick to call this a workplace violence. This was a case of workplace violence. And of course, I think not. I think he was not speaking the truth there. So here was an example, as I say, what could possibly go wrong, you know, that we have Muslim soldiers in our army here in the United States of America. But we do have freedom of religion, and I'm thankful we have freedom of religion, don't get me wrong. But anyway, this is Chaplain Colonel Khalid Shabazz, and his podcast was Honest Leadership and Knowing Oneself. Now, the next podcast was by Reverend Ann Van Clay, a Christian pastor, and I would use that term loosely if she's involved with this group. But anyway, she does have a little collar. I see the picture of her here. She's got the little white collar. It must be true. Just kidding. Just sarcasm. Christian pastor in the nun zone of the Pacific Northwest. She is the guest of the podcast entitled We Lead Beyond Blame by Doing Hard Things. Again, discusses the role of women leadership and the liberating power of gratitude. Again, people say they are Christian. And, you know, Jesus said many are going to come to him one day and say, Lord, Lord, you know, you're going to let us into heaven now, right? I'm kind of paraphrasing it. And he's going to say, you know, go away from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you, you know. And they're going to say, but didn't we do great works in your name, cast out demons and do all kinds of miracles and stuff? We must be the real thing, a real McCoy, Lord. I don't know you. Excuse me. We have not met, and you're going to have to move on to your eternal resting place. So, again, a Christian pastor. I think not. and the next speaker, Buddhist priest. This is Tajo Imamananka, the head priest, the Buddhist priest at Koyasan Buddhist Temple. And by the way, let me just say what I think most of y'all already know about me, is my heart's desire is that everyone would make it to heaven, that no one would end up in hell, that everyone would find redemption through Jesus Christ, through his sacrificial death and through God sacrificing his only son for us. I wish everyone could be there. I don't want to be exclusive in the sense of, gee, I'm glad there's lots of people going to hell, but the reality is lots of people are going to hell. God tells us that's going to happen, but we have the responsibility to get out the Great Commission that Jesus gave and to defend the faith and to try to rescue those that are in the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. So, you know, don't let my sarcasm fool you if you're a first-time listener or if you have any doubts. You know, I care deeply about people. I know how good God has been to me and my wife in delivering us from deep darkness. Now, as I say, this man, the Buddhist priest, it says, leadership begins within, like a lotus flower. I'm sorry. You know the sarcasm is coming, right? Leadership begins within, like a lotus flower. I guess if I like flowers more, maybe I wouldn't be, you know, cracking up with this. But, you know, when I hear these Eastern lotus flower things, I just crack up. I'm sorry. Reflects upon responding to violence and the resilient beauty of being a lotus. I wrote in my notes, excuse me for not taking time to listen to this. Is this new age sounding enough for you? And I wrote, gag me with a flower pot. So I guess my humor is maybe not ready for prime time. But folks, you know, what you get is what you get with me. And this is the Buddhist priest. Leadership begins within like a lotus flower. Next we have Ariel Derringer. She is the co-founder of the Indigenous Rights Advocate and member of the Athabasca Chippewyan First Nation. I think that's probably the Chippewyan Indian Native American tribe. The First Nation's people's perspective of Earth's sacredness. There we go. Now we're going to heal Mother Earth. I mentioned that, I think, last week. Encourages honesty on climate, connection, and action. And I wrote, it's not nice to fool Mother Nature. And those of you who are really old will remember that advertising campaign for a major margarine commercial. It's not nice to fool Mother Nature. And then there was all kinds of earthquakes and bad things happening because somebody was messing with somebody's margarine product or something. I don't know. Anyway, I'm rambling, I know. But, you know, Mother Nature, Earth's sacredness. Climate, honesty on climate. It's not nice to fool Mother Nature. Okay. And love your mother Earth. You know, there are going to be great birth pangs the Bible speaks of. Perhaps we're experiencing some of them now, but the New Testament speaks about them in the last days. And the Great Tribulation is going to be filled with all kinds of earth changes. But New Agers and Native American, you know, non-Christian, Native American spirituality type people talk a lot about earth changes. You know, but they have a whole different interpretation of what these mean and what they are. And oftentimes it's like, oh, well, we're going to have all these bad, terrible earthquakes and volcanoes and stuff because we're messing with Mother Nature. And we got to take better care of the climate and, you know, I mean, take better care of Mother Earth and all. And they've even substituted that. Of course, many of the liberal Democrats and others, this is their religion. And I'll be getting into more of that way down the line in this series. But that's their religion. They can't see the forest for the trees. They don't see that the coming judgments of God and the cataclysmic things that are going to be taking place haven't scratched the surface yet. But they want to blame it on, well, mankind and capitalism has caused these terrible climate problems that are bringing all this terrible Armageddon, you know, this man-made ecological Armageddon that we're bringing, you know. Well, tell you what, God's going to judge the world in a fierce manner. And it will happen. And thank God he gives us fair warning. Anyway, the concluding podcast speaker here is a man by the name of Dr. Mac Wilberg, conductor of the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. So he's got musical gifts, and he's the conductor of the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. So he's right in there on this Parliament of World Religions podcast series coming up. And, of course, I wrote, again, in parentheses, a little sarcasm, well, at least they got another Christian, I put, because, of course, you know, the Mormons claim to be Christians and think they're the Christians. In fact, they think they're the only true Christians, and yet they're not Christians at all. They're a cult, and they follow Joseph Smith, Brigham Young, and other false prophets of that group. He, his talk, The Power of Music Will Transform Our World. Music inspires us in ways that we may not realize. Listen how it can inspire you. All right, do I have time? And I don't think I do. I have at least a couple more. I know one right off the bat from the Parliament of World Religions, another article I want to share, and we'll do that next week. Thank you so much for listening in. Thank you so much for your prayers.